If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot, it sold out midweek. Earrings for only $79. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word HOWIEDIAMOND. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Just utter chaos this morning at the height of the morning rush. Someone, when the train pulled into 25th and 4th, threw a smoke bomb onto that train and began firing indiscriminately.
And the fact is, we're releasing folks early, we're keeping them out of jail with zero bail and other liberal soft-on-crime policies. And as I mentioned, we're treating criminals like victims, but we're also treating victims like criminals.
That is what Democrats do when you elect Democrats!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So because of the actions we've taken to address the Putin price hike, we are in a better place than we were last month. But we expect March CPI headline inflation to be extraordinarily elevated due to Putin's...
The P word has entered into play.
The White House says those price jumps are happening because of the war and what they call, quote, Putin's price hike. But remember, prices started spiking well before the war in Ukraine began.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Can you imagine what would have happened if a bird had taken a dump on Donald Trump? And you could see it on the lapel of his blue suit coat, it would be round the clock. There would be a slow-mo. There would be still shots. There would be Photoshops. It would be round-the-clock coverage. But, you know, from what I can tell here, just from being on the internet, not watching any of the network newscasts, everybody's giving it a good leaving alone. I mean, I assume it'll be mentioned tonight on Fox and Newsmax and OAN, but you know, it's not. You know, they're just going to pretend nothing happened here, as far as the MSDNC and the Clinton News Network and all of the Alphabet networks. They're not gonna go near it. They don't want to embarrass their hero, Dementia Joe Biden. 844-500-40. It was an insurrectionist bird. You know it was. What is the domestic terrorism unit from the FBI, the fake Bureau of Investigation, going to do anything about this? I rather doubt it. But I don't see any really great jokes so far about this. Do you, Taylor, on the internet?
I saw a pigeon looking directly at the camera, and below it said FJB. That was the best one I've seen. It spelled it out.
That's not bad. Yeah, but it's stuff like who says Biden isn't worth a crap. And, you know, instead of Proud Boys, they're calling them the Proud Birds. That kind of stuff. Not great so far. Maybe it just takes a while. It was kind of unexpected.
Gilbert Gottfried's gone, so all the humor's been sucked out of the world today.
All right, 844-500-4242. 917 says if it had dumped on Trump, it would have been like the Zapruder film. Yeah, you know, that's a good way to describe it. Yeah, every frame would have been analyzed. Here's frame number 18, where the actual aviary feces hits the lapel of Orange Man. Bad. 844-500-4242. Okay, so Biden, this...
Maybe the bird was sent by Corn Pop.
Corn Pop's revenge. Because, you know, he was in a corn area, right? That's Menlo, Iowa. That's why he was out there in Iowa, because he's promoting ethanol, which is made from corn.
Corn Pop says hello.
All right. So, Biden was in Menlo, Iowa today, and he was. It was ragtime. And some of the stuff was just as well. Again, though, let's start with this this Gridiron Club dinner that we've been talking about. Again, 630 people were there. White tie dinner, and Sununu was the running the Republican minstrel show to amuse his Democrat masters. And so there were 630 people there, and the latest stats are that 73 have gotten the COVID, the virus, since then. That works out to 1/9, right? That works out, 1/9 is 11%, as far as I can tell. Let's just up it a little bit and say some people were embarrassed and they didn't want to, you know, shut down for a few days. So let's call it 15%. So here's what Joe Biden has to say about it. One of the guys who got it was Tom Vilsack, the former governor of Iowa, who's now a cabinet secretary. Cut three.
Your former governor and my secretary of agriculture, Tom Vilsack. Unfortunately, couldn't be here today. He went to a press event in Washington, and like 2/3 of the people who went, I think, they got COVID. He's doing fine. Spoke to him, but he couldn't be here.
Where are the fact checkers? Again, if Trump said that, there would be fact checkers everywhere. When Trump was in North Carolina, south of Durham, on Saturday night, the Raleigh News and Observer, which is barely a newspaper anymore, had fact checkers at the rally to fact check President Trump. But nobody fact checks Joe Biden when he flat out lies like that. Cut seven.
Prices under control and reduce the cost for families. Look, I grew up in a family, not a joke, where if the price of a gallon of gasoline went up, it was a conversation at our kitchen table. It mattered. It mattered with my mom and dad. It made a difference. We felt it.
Why does he say not a joke? Is it not a joke that he grew up in a family or that people were concerned about gasoline prices? Now, I'm sure nowadays Hunter is not concerned about gasoline prices. He's only concerned about crack prices. And crack prices, I'm sure, are down because they probably cut it with fentanyl, which is coming across the border thanks to Joe's open border policy. Cut eight.
Putin's invasion of Ukraine has driven up gas prices and food prices all over the world. The two largest grain producers in the world, Ukraine and Russia, are not doing what they usually do, so everything's going up.
When was the last time you ever meant to say Ukraine and you said China? I dare say never. Cut six.
I've set a goal of zero carbon for aviation sector, for example, by 2050. I've spoken with the leading heads of all major airlines. It's going to require billions of gallons of sustainable aviation fuel. And you simply can't get to net zero by 2050 without biofuels.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you can't get to net zero with biofuels either. And what is it going to do to the insides of those planes, those jets, those commercial airliners if you put biofuel in? It doesn't do much for your or my internal combustion vehicle. What's it going to do for the big planes? But, you know, you remember they used to blame everything on Trump? The new Trump is Vladimir Putin. Everything, not Putin's price hikes. Repeat after me. Putin's price hikes. Cut nine.
We saw today's inflation data. 70% of the increase in prices in March came from Putin's price hike in gasoline. We need to address this challenge with an urgency that it demands. That's why I've called on Congress to move immediately to lower the cost of families' utility bills, prescription drug bills, and more while lowering the deficit to reduce inflationary pressures. And that's what we've done. We lowered the deficit by $300 billion so far.
Right. That's why we have that's why we have the highest inflation in 40 years. That's why we have 20% real inflation, Joe, because you've lowered the deficit so much. Cut 10.
The folks, we can do these things without raising a penny in tax on anybody in this in this hall. Hall. Yeah. In this giant barn.
.603 says, does Air Force One run on biofuel? 919, wasn't a gallon of gas 14 cents when Joe was sitting at the kitchen table with his parents? I wonder if it was even 14 cents. I'll bet it was less than 14 cents. You know how Elvis Presley had a great hit, Burnin' Love, Hunka Hunka Burnin' Love? Well, you know what Putin has? Cut 13.
He has a burning tundra, literally. It's burning. The permafrost is burning. He's got a problem. And he's caused, we're not going to let him cause that problem to spread to the rest of the world.
Thank God I was real worried about tundra in my neck of the woods, either in Massachusetts or in Florida. Burning tundra. It's something that's keeping me tossing and turning at night. I don't know about you. Cut 14.
And our allies and partners to help bring down gas prices.
Did he say gap prices or gasp prices?
And our allies and partners to help bring down gas prices.
Gap price. I think it
sounded
was gap.
Like Gath, G-A-T-H.
And our allies and partners to help bring down gas prices.
You're right, Gath prices. Gath prices. I hate, you know, I go to the store and I just say, just give me some Gath. And the price is always going up, and it just really bugs the hell out of me. 844-500-4242. 603, if the bird had pooped on Trump, Joe and Mika would be interviewing the bird on Morning Joe and calling him a great patriot. Yeah, I know. I agree. I want to see, this is going to be a story that to follow, just to see how much of a good leaving alone they give it. And I think it's going to be about 98% left alone. Nobody is ever happy to step out of the shower only to reach for a scratchy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow. I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towel ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer just for Howie fans. You can get a set of six towels for just $39.99 with the code word Howie. They normally go for $109.99. Wow, what a savings. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. Don't like them? Don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. They're towels that work. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code word Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is rushed by the wisest man.
The Chump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show.
Excitable, you bet I'm excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
What's more newsworthy, a fly landing on your head if you're the vice president, or a bird taking a crap on your shoulder if you're the president of the United States? Well, I'm just looking at what happened when Pence had a fly land on him during the debate in 2020. I mean, it's endless. Pence says he wasn't bugged by debate fly. A fly landed on Pence's head during the Veep debate. Fly lands on Pence's head. Mike Pence fly. Fly lands on Pence's head. The buzziest memes of the Mike Pence fly incident. Twitter reacts to fly landing on Mike Pence. Kamala Harris has perfect reaction to Mike Pence's fly. A fly stayed on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Would you like to know what the reaction is to the bird crapping on Joe Biden's lapel? It's another flying creature, but it's crickets. It's crickets. That's the reaction. Right. Because Brandon is their hero. Brandon is fundamentally transforming America into a third world flop house. And that's what they want. Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Where should the illegal aliens be sent? Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, Palo Alto, California, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Scarsdale, New York, or Newport, Rhode Island?
Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Not Rehoboth, Massachusetts, but Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
49% say Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. 38% say Martha's Vineyard.
Taylor, did he talk about the Putin price hike or the Poopin price hike? Guess what? He brought up McDonald's again today. Can you guess the context that he brought up McDonald's, specifically a parking lot? Cut 19.
In the 21st century in America, no parent ever should have to pull into McDonald's or a fast food chain to literally hook up to the internet in their car so their kid could do their homework over on the line, online. Think about that. United States of America.
On the line. Do the homework on the line. I walk the line. Cut 17.
Folks, the list goes on. I'm starting to bore myself here, but this is important stuff. I think.
Cut 5.
400,000 jobs directly and indirectly supported by this industry nationwide. There's a lot of people. That's a lot. And a lot of paychecks and good, decent paychecks.
There's a lot of people. That's a lot. Maybe we quote you on that, Mr. President. Douglas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Douglas.
Hi, Howie. You were talking about the vaccines. I just want to let you know that last month, I was working a job. I just started the job, and the boss told me I had to put a mask on. Well, suffice it to say, I walked out, and now I'm making a lot more money this summer, about $1,000 a week, working 60 hours at a better restaurant than some restaurant that wants to keep pushing that mask mandate.
That's good. I mean, sometimes what seems to be a blow in whatever facet of your life turns out to be the best thing that could have ever happened to you. And it looks like that's what happened to you, Douglas. Congratulations on getting away from the mask police. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Howie, real quick. I did a little bit of research. If he was sitting around a table with his parents at 10 years old, that puts it at 1942, the price of gas at their price, their value of the dollar was 20 cents a gallon. And
well, he would be, that would be, so what you're saying, no, it'd be 1952 then, right? Because he'd be 10 years old in 1952.
Well, he's 80 right now, right?
So right, he's about to turn 80, yeah. So, yeah, so he would, yeah. But he would have been, that means he would have been born in 42, and it'd be 10 in 52.
Okay, well, yeah, but the price was, if you convert it over to us, to our,
yeah,
it was $2.31. So on our dollars, not their dollars.
Yeah. So in other words, it still would have been higher than what than we were paying when Trump was president, because it was under $2 a gallon when Trump was president. Thanks for the call, Mike. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill, quickly.
Hey, Howie, I was talking to a very successful businessman last fall in Vermont. He was very knowledgeable on this stuff, and he said it takes about 85 gallons of diesel fuel to produce 1 gallon of ethanol. And if you think about it, those big tractors that are plowing, they got to plow it, they got to plant it, they got to harvest it, they got to haul it. an awful lot of fuel gets burned just to make one stinking gallon of that stuff.
Yeah. I'll be happy to get in a jet that uses ethanol when Air Force One is fueled with ethanol, some kind of ethanol jet fuel.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Email Alan says, all set to watch Bloody Boston at 9 p.m. Break a leg, Howie. Yeah, you could, if you missed the first episode last week, it's on at 7 o'clock. And that's got the interview. I interview Howie Winter about the hits on Punchy McLaughlin and the Hughes Brothers. It's pretty interesting stuff. And there's a lot of good stuff in that one. And then the new version that you haven't seen yet is at 9 o'clock, the second episode. So that's on the Reels channel. And check it out. And from 7 o'clock for the first one, the repeat from last week, and 9 o'clock for the new one tonight. Hope you'll check it out. I'm in it. Pat Nee is in it. Miles Connor, the art thief, is in it. The former president of rock and roll, as he called himself. There are a lot of people in it. It's a pretty interesting cast of characters. And I'm the narrator, and I'm also interviewed in it. And tonight you can see my impersonations of Jerry Angiulo and Frank Salimi getting shot, among other things. The U.S. Marshal that brought in Whitey is pretty interesting too. Everybody's good in this documentary. Anyway, check it out. It's on the Reels channel, R-E-E-L-Z, the Reels channel. 844-500-4242. And by the way, we still have a few bottles of Ultra 32. It's from Biotech Research, which is a sister company of Eden Pure, and it's great. It's a great vitamin product, and it gives you all the vitamins you need and all the nutrients you need. This is a month's supply that I'm holding in my hand right here. You can get the bottle. It usually goes for $69. You can get it for $34.50. Just see if you like it. And it'll replace all the other vitamins you use. To get all these vitamins that are in here will cost you probably over $300. And we're offering it to you for $34.50. So check it out. And go to HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com, and click on store and get your bottle of Ultra 32 for half price. And also sign up, get on the email list, and you can win $50 from Grace and from me every weekday in the month of April. We're giving away $50. And Clarence is my winner today. Clarence, go to your email, check it out. If you got an email from store@HowieCarshow.com, you are a winner of $50. 844-500-4242. Limerick Guy says, if it had happened to Trump, the bird would be called the Bird of Paradise. Yes, it would. Yes, it would be called the Bird of Paradise. Biden wants to regulate everything, even your air conditioning. This is a column from Stephen Moore in Town Hall. Once upon a time, the mantra of the libertarian left was keep the government out of the bedroom. Now, President Dementia Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi want to regulate any gadget or appliance with an electric switch that turns on in your house or your driveway. New Department of Energy rules will dictate the amount of water that comes out of your shower head, how much warm air comes out of your heater, and how much cool air comes out of air conditioners. There's even talk about gadgets monitoring your home's temperature in the winter and summer months. How is this any of the government's business? This is all reminiscent of the low flush toilets mandated during the Bush and Obama years. These were designed to save water, but there was so little water flow you had to flush two or three times. So it ended up not saving water at all. Last week, the Biden administrators announced fuel efficiency requirements for cars, minivans, and light trucks of 49 miles per gallon by 2026. Boot Edge hates any car with an combustible engine. He's the transportation secretary. At his press conference announcing the strict mileage limits, he assured us this would save motorists money. But if it's such a great financial benefit, Mayor Pete, why do you have to mandate it? That's a really good question. But the large part of the story that the greenies won't tell you, the new rules won't reduce pollution levels much. That's because the higher fuel standards can raise the price of a new car by $1,000 to $3,000. So to save money, families keep the older gas guzzlers on the road longer, etc., etc. 844-500-4242. Is Zip Connolly in it? Says 339. Yeah, we actually have I got them the Zip Connolly training video, and they only use one cut from it about how he says you've got to run the gangsters or they'll run you. And of course, the great irony there is because the gangsters were running him even as he was making the training video. But it's there. We could have used more.
You should be in the driver's seat with these people.
There it is.
Yeah, they're either going to rule you or you're going to rule them. And if they're ruling you, you're wasting your time and the Bureau's time, and you could put yourself and the Bureau in a very melancholy situation.
I like the way he says melancholy. Not sad or tragic, a melancholy situation. But that's in there. And there's some pictures of him looking away from the camera that's used, just, you know, as cutaway shots of him for, you know, when I'm doing the voiceover. So it's pretty good. I think you'll like it. 844-500-4242. 617, the bird obviously thought he was pooping on a statue.
Folks, the list goes on. I'm starting to bore myself here, but this is important stuff. I think.
Jacob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, Howie, it's just a great honor to get through to be able to talk to you. I really enjoy your radio show a lot.
Thank you.
Well, talk about a couple of things. Gas prices. I think the whole point of this gas price is to get up over $10 a gallon so everybody will run out and get an electric car. Another thing is...
Yeah, but how are they going to get an electric... Jacob, how are they going to get an electric car? If they're broke so they can't afford 10 bucks a gallon, how are they going to spring for $56,000 for the base price of an average electric car?
Taxes, but everybody else that lost their jobs or sick after getting the virus, they're not going to be around much longer because they're... And a lot of people have, passed away. And my pastor passed away after he got the COVID, so that was last... years now, so but and Moderna is even actually working on their new Ebola vaccine for their next pandemic, which is ridiculous.
I hope not. Obama told us Ebola couldn't spread in the United States. Remember that? He was flying people in that had Ebola, and people and some of us were saying, wait, is this really a good idea? This is supposed to be a terribly contagious disease. Thanks for the call, Jacob. 844-500-4242. Here's another thing that Hochul today. She wanted to talk about the massacre. She didn't want to talk about her lieutenant governor Brian Benjamin being indicted. And this is Governor Kathy Hochul of New York yesterday announcing health care coverage for illegal aliens. Paid health care coverage for illegal aliens. The reason I mention this is when I tweeted out yesterday saying about the state troopers who were fired for not getting the jab, I said, remember that illegal aliens go on welfare and they don't have to get the jab. And all these wokesters on Twitter were saying, you don't know anything. Illegal aliens can't get welfare. And that was yesterday, the same day that Hochul is announcing that they're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars giving Medicaid health care to illegal aliens. Let's play cut 9.
I know there was a lot of interest in trying to have this cover everyone. What we also said was that we would reach out to the federal government and ask for a waiver, which right now prevents there to be coverage for undocumented individuals based on federal law under the essential plan. So we said, give us time to let this play out. But in the meantime, I was thoughtful, again, with an elderly father who needs a lot of health care services. Who else is the most vulnerable? Who can we help now before we get this other area resolved? And we said, how about people over 65? Let's make sure that they
Americans?
Have services.
How about Americans? I like that. There's a federal law saying you can't give health care to illegal aliens, but they're going to seek a waiver. If I want to rob a bank, can I seek a waiver to rob a bank? Why is it only illegal aliens get waivers? And I don't want anyone else tweeting at me telling me that illegal aliens don't get welfare. Remember Barack Obama's aunt? She was an illegal alien, and she was going on TV bragging about how she was living in a subsidized apartment, a public housing project in Boston, Boston Housing Authority, and getting welfare, even though she was an illegal alien. I thought that put a permanent end to this discussion of whether illegal aliens got welfare or not, considering the president's own aunt had admitted she was an illegal alien on the dole. How many millions are there like Auntie Zatuni? Auntie Zatuni's gone, but millions of others have taken her place. Tens of millions of others, I dare say. Eddie, or Edie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Howie. I'm concerned about the, you know, we were talking about flying people into Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard. Well, I'm in Hyannis, and you probably know the area. Hyannis is, you know, they're here already.
Oh, I know.
2 days, all of it. I mean, it's unreal. They're in the grocery stores. They're in the parking lots. They're all wearing, like, new clothes. They've got money cards. They walk down to the kiosk and get monies out. As you just finished saying, we need to take care of our Americans who've worked all their lives and they've paid taxes and they're homeless. Our homeless are wearing rags. They're starving. They don't have housing. And these people are walking by in brand new clothing and, like I said, going up to the kiosk to get cash out. And it's like, it's just, they're all over the place. The last few days, everywhere you look, they're there.
Where are they gonna live, Edie? Where are they gonna get jobs? They're not gonna get jobs. We're gonna be supporting them forever.
Absolutely not. And the thing is, our homeless that have worked are paying for that too, and they're getting all this stuff that our homeless do not. And yeah, we've got a lot of druggies and so forth and so on, but they need to be taken care of, and their taxes and the seniors that are now homeless should not be paying for these illegals that are coming in, and they're criminals, and they have records, and like you said, they're never vetted. We're taking in gangbangers, but they're here. They're everywhere. I mean, you go to the shopping center, they're in there. I just came from the grocery store a little while ago, and it's like, they're just all over. You see them out waiting in the cars. You see them going through the grocery store. Like I said, the parking lot.
How do they have cars, Edie? How do they have cars? They don't have driver's licenses. They just got here last night.
No, really. I mean, they don't need driver's license. I mean, the cops don't do anything.
That was I know. That was a rhetorical question. Yeah, I know. They don't need no stinking laws, and the government gets waivers. They're not supposed to be giving them all these tens of thousands of dollars in their new clothes and the cars and the apartments and the smartphones and everything else. They're not supposed to. But hey, you know, it's part of the fundamental transformation of America into a third world. I was going to say hellhole. I'm thinking about changing it to flophouse. We're turning the whole country into a giant flophouse.
We don't need no badges.
We don't need no stinking badges. Poor Fred C. Dobbs. He was the first victim of illegal aliens. But they were down in Mexico, so I guess they weren't illegal aliens. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
People on social media are just wishing that bulls flew, or horses, or elephants, I've even seen. The big guy got his 10% this afternoon in Menlo, Iowa. 844-500 Pooh 10 strikes back. All right. 844-500.
New meaning to his poll numbers are dropping.
All right. 844. Corn Poop was a bad dude. Corn Poop was a bad dude. 844-500-4242. Yeah, someone says they're in. They're also in Western Mass. Same thing. All the same brand new clothes and all lined up at the ATM in the middle of a quote unquote work day, says Limerick guy. Yeah, that's 844-500-4242. By the way, people are saying what's the name of the show? It's Bloody Boston, Bloody Boston, and it's going to be on Reels tonight from 7 o'clock and in just a few moments. to 11 o'clock tonight. The first one is 2 hours. The second one is also 2 hours. 844-500-4242. So when the arrests were made on the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot, we were told by the MSM, that the plot involved a group of violent militia members. Fortunately, the FBI thwarted the attempt. It was billed as a shining example of the world's preeminent law enforcement agency in action. Whitmer, Pelosi, and Schumer all ran to the microphones on the eve of the election to condemn the rhetoric of Trump supporters. Joe Biden phoned it in from the basement. It was a perfect media storm, an October surprise, a dirty trick. But right after the election, the narrative began to unravel. The lead FBI agent, Richard Trask, who signed the charging documents under oath, was fired. He'd been arrested for assaulting his wife after a drunken swingers party. A few months later, two more agents were removed from the witness list. Jason Chambers was removed because it was discovered he was attempting to profit from the case by launching a private security firm, which would benefit from his work on the big investigation. Special Agent Henrik Impola was removed from the case after he was accused of perjuring himself on another case. Apparently, the FBI found it easier to remove him than defend him. Then problems with the paid informants began to surface. Steve Robeson was dropped from the witness list because he's been charged with committing additional crimes during the investigation. Another informant, Dan Chappell, had actively worked to recruit participants and had been paid $60,000 for his efforts. He sent one of the defendants over 1,000 texts between June and October of that year. The judge in the case, Jonker, decided to give the prosecution an assist. He refused to let the defense question any FBI agents about past professional transgressions, apparently because the integrity of the FBI is beyond reproach, except when it isn't. The defense team took the highly unusual step of issuing subpoenas to all of the FBI's agents and informants who weren't being called by the prosecution. Guess what happened? They all pleaded the Fifth Amendment and refused to testify on the grounds that it might incriminate them to have to testify about what they'd been up to. The jury was shown an undercover video of the conspirators casing the Whitmer Lake home. This is where the governor lived, where they were going to kidnap her. There was even video of their truck in the home's driveway, except all of the occupants of the truck were either agents or informants. None of the defendants were actually involved in casing the governor's home because they'd gotten lost that night, probably because they were stoned, because the FBI was providing them with drugs. The only people who actually cased the home were on the FBI payroll. When the defense called a number of witnesses, when they went to the courthouse, the prosecutors were told to warn the witnesses to think carefully before they testified. One witness was told he was the target of an investigation. He was given a target letter. He took the Fifth. This is the fake Bureau of Investigation in action. I'm Howie Carr.